West Lincoln Mayor and Regional Councilor Dave Bylsma is in hot water again after spreading a job posting describing employees at a woodworking business as purebloods. On Thursday, Niagara Regional Chair Jim Bradley issued another statement condemning Bylsma's conduct. The background is a recent report in the St. Catharines Standard that contained a job posting allegedly penned by Bylsma, describing employees at the Vineland woodworking business as purebloods, referencing the fact that they are not vaccinated against COVID-19. Looking for employee. Vineland. Woodworking business $20 to start but rises with experience. Current staff are all purebloods, the posting stated. It has since been removed from the platform. Chair Bradley said in a statement on Thursday that he was saddened and disappointed that he once again was forced to issue a statement regarding Bylsma's online conduct. While he may not have meant the statement in this context, the councillor's use of language that has been closely tied to racist beliefs, even if taken out of that context, is unacceptable and troubling, Bradley wrote. I want to be absolutely clear that Niagara Regional Council does not share Councillor Bylsma's views, nor would the majority of councillors find the use of language with such a racially charged legacy to be suitable. Bradley said the racist overtones, as well as the apparent support for rejecting COVID-19 vaccination, are concerning to the region. Individuals who hold public office do so knowing that their comments are subject to open scrutiny regardless of when or where they are made. I would encourage all members of council to carefully consider their office, position and influence when choosing their words. Bylsma, who attended and spoke at a anti-mask rally at the height of the pandemic, has previously been removed from committee positions in his own city West Lincoln, as well as had his pay docked in the regional council.